ships, player stats and more. Lake Highlands Wildcats, always bout to score. The Lake Who Plays podcast is hoops we own. Get ready for the game talk, lights out, bro.
Hey,
Scott.
Hello, I'm Scott Woodard, co-host of the Lake Hooplands podcast. Alongside me, as always, Brendan Morris.
And then we have our elite performer, Coach Joe Duffield.
Back again. How are you guys doing?
We are doing wonderfully. That's another district champion, Coach Joe Duffield, to you, Mr. Morris.
Did we get the final count on that? Is it four or five?
Four.
Okay, it's four.
Four at Lake Highlands or four total?
No, just two at Lake Highlands.
Okay, two at Lake Highlands, two at Cedar Park. But these are the two that matter the most to us.
Absolutely.
Let's do a quick recap. We've got a very, very special guest.
The most special of all the guests.
This is Coach, and the goal of this podcast, I will tell you,
is why are you
to
whispering?
Not let Coach Duffield get divorced after it.
Oh, my goodness.
We have Melissa Duffield, that is Coach Joe Duffield's wife, on the podcast later on. But let's get to a recap of the weeks prior. Win on the road at Irving, 76-41. Really huge district clinching win at Pierce, 54-38, last Friday night. And then Tuesday, senior night, went out on a sour note. A loss to MacArthur, 74-70. What do you take away from that game?
Yeah, it was an interesting 2 weeks, going all the way back to the Irving game. I thought our team did really well over there. You know, we had a kind of a close game at Nimitz on the road, and then went into Irving and played really well. And then the Pierce game was big on the road. We knew if we were able to win that game, it would clinch district. It would clinch the number one big seed was big too, for Division One in the playoffs. Yeah, and then senior night, great group of seniors. It was kind of the perfect storm, unfortunately for us, of MacArthur just really shot the lights out. You know, and I got to take a lot of responsibility for that. I think our game plan was a little bit different. We kind of wanted them to shoot. We were more concerned about protecting the paint, as we had seen all season with them. And they have a player back who moved from Louisville and came back, and he's been playing now for about 2 weeks. And, yeah, I mean, they were 12 of 22 from the three-point line.
Jeez.
And really a couple of them couldn't miss. And I was proud of our guys and how we responded. It kind of felt like the Berkner game and the Tyler Legacy game where we were down, but we made a great fight to come back. And, you know, they again, every time we got close, they hit a big shot or kind of a call didn't go our way. And you know, we've told our guys, and you guys know this, we've been on the podcast, we've kind of had some setbacks this season that ended up being really good things for us. I mean, we go back to like the Stony Point loss and the Tyler Legacy loss, and I think those refocused us and enabled us to go win at Jesuit and win at Berkner before the break. And then we had some tough ones at the Allen tournament that I think refocused us and got us ready for that next district run that we made. And then the Jesuit loss kind of did the same thing. I think we beat Richardson and Berkner and Pierce because that kind of refocused us. So that's kind of the way we're looking at it. And we hope this kind of wakes us up a little bit and gets us prepared for Tuesday night in a big way. And I know our guys are going to respond and play great Tuesday.
Well, you've already addressed the angle that I was going to ask you, Coach, about, you know, what does this mean? Because it can go both ways. Does this send you into a sort of a negative cloud coming out of a senior night loss going into the playoffs? Or does it completely reignite the focus to get you hyped up because you're going on that journey that you expect to be definitely several weeks?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, all losses aren't bad. You know, sometimes if used the right way, they can be really good. And, you know, I just feel for our seniors. You know, we did get to cut the nets down, but it wasn't the maybe mood or attitude you'd like when doing that. But I think, you know, we just talked about, look, that game didn't change anything as far as our goals. You know, kind of after the Jesuit game, we sat down as a team and said, you know, what do you guys really want from this season? And the overwhelming response from the players was, we want to win a district championship. We want to win multiple gold balls in the playoffs. Those are the two things this team has zeroed in on. They want to accomplish those things. And after that game, are any of those things off the table? Absolutely not. We won a district championship. We have an opportunity to win multiple gold balls. So really it's about taking the lessons away and being more focused. And our practices have been really good. So I'm excited about Tuesday.
So it feels like the guys have definitely flushed out the loss from Tuesday night. And being in the building that night, I actually went down to the head coach at MacArthur and told him a great job because I thought that they played – granted, they shot the lights out.
They did.
That always is the separating factor. But just their intensity for a game that really, you know, they weren't in position to make a playoff spot. No. And the fact that they came into the overwhelming, better team on paper, certainly, and put forth that kind of effort was really something about that program's character. So my hat's really off to MacArthur more than it is to be head down for the Lake Highlands program.
Yeah, I think everybody in the district always looked at them as a dangerous team. Yeah. We all thought, man, they could beat any of the top dogs if everything clicked. And they do have talent. They have good players. And you know, for whatever reason, it was the perfect storm. I felt like we made a really good run, and then in the fourth quarter, number 13 hit three threes, all contested, all tough shots. And, you know, that kind of just made it really tough for us. And a couple, like the ball just bounced weird on a couple plays, couple calls, could have gone either way. And there were, like I said, I need to take a lot of responsibility. I mean, I think our game plan got us away from who we are. And I think if we're taking a lesson from it into the playoffs, it's like, let's be the team that we've been all season, which is one that's really tough defensively, makes everything difficult, flies around, uses our depth, shares the ball. Like those are the things that have made us great. And we kind of got away from that with our game plan a little bit, and that's on me.
I'm wondering when you're going to start blaming the players. Because there's never – no.
Coaches lose games, players win games.
Yes, that is absolutely true. All right, well, that will take us to the Lake Hooplands Player of the Week.
Yeah, I think if you kind of go back and look at all three games, I think this is going to be a repeat winner, but I think Braylon Moses was really solid in all three, made a lot of big plays. At Irving in the Pierce game, and I thought he played great on senior night too, gave his best effort, and I'm looking forward to big things from him in the playoffs.
So congratulations to Braylon Mollet. Braylon Moses, the Lake Hooplands Player of the Week. All right, regular season finish, 26-8, 12-2 in district, co-district champs with Jesuit. Jesuit will be the small school leader. I'm just going to get a little bit of around the horn here in a second, but this is the first year of the big school, small school split. Do you like it conceptually, and pros and cons?
No, I don't like it. First off, I like the traditional way we used to have it. 128 teams, got to win 7 games. You still have a regional tournament, state tournament. All that's gone away with this. And I think, winning district, you're not necessarily playing the fourth place team again. And, man, if you look at – I mean, you mentioned a little bit the Division I, Division II. If you look at the Division I bracket, I mean – especially
stacked.
In Region 1, yes, we have, I think, 5 or 6 top 15 teams in the state in our little 16-team pod. Mm. It's challenging. It's going to be a fun challenge for us, but my initial response is no, I did not push for this, ask for this. I liked the way it was.
Would you prefer this method or the old method or the shot clock?
Good question. I think I would actually take shot clock first.
Okay.
I think that's a change that needs to happen sooner.
So around the district, so in the big school division, joining Lake Highlands will be Richardson, who will take on the number 2 8-6-A team, that's South Grand Prairie, which would be the top big school in that division. Jesuit will be the top seed from our district. In the small school division, they'll play Bowie, which is it Bowie or Bowie?
It's definitely Bowie. That's a Great. I think you did. I think you did that.
I do it every year, and I'm not going to not do it next year. Bertner will move in the second spot of the small schools. They'll play Grand Prairie.
Yep.
And then Lake Highlands will play Arlington Martin, who finished third in District 86A. But we will talk about that later, and we will pay some bills and get Coach's wife, Melissa Duffield, onto the mic.
MVP. Yes. I will mention, too, and you talked about the regular season finish, and also just wanted to shout out our sub-varsity teams. Our JV only lost one game all season. They went undefeated in District 1 district, and our freshman A team also finished as district champion. So really proud of those guys, proud of our coaches. Our B team had a great record. They were 10-2 in district, came in second. But just want to shout out all those sub-varsity guys, our assistant coaches. Very, very proud of, like, top to bottom how the whole program did this year. I think we had a very successful year at every level, which you guys that we talk about, we want to win on every level. And three district championships is really big. So super proud of those guys.
Yeah, and I think that's a testament to the program that you've built, obviously. And having three freshmen on the varsity and yep. still winning district championships at the JV level and at the freshman level means you've done a wonderful job not only building players before they get there, but building the staff to go coach those players.
Yeah, and yeah, you guys know, I mean, we got some of the best around. Our coaches do a phenomenal job.
We love Coach Yancey, Coach Kirk, and Coach Perez. They are all wonderful, wonderful human beings and great coaches. But we will switch it out. We will talk a little bit about Highlands Family Dentistry with Dr. Jordan Luna. They're located at the Lake Ridge Village Shopping Center up at Audelia and Walnut Hill. You can go to Highlands Dental Dallas to book an appointment. Dr. Luna has been a wonderful sponsor for the last couple of years. Brendan's family has provided a lot of business to them.
Yes. Well, he has addressed our needs as a family, as we have janky teeth, apparently, and he's done a tremendous job welcoming us in, and he is always available, seemingly.
So get in there for anything, cleanings, whitenings, Invisalign, all the things that Dr. Jordan Luna provides up there at Highlands Family Dentistry. Again, HighlandsDentalDallas.com. All right, without further ado, we have Melissa Duffield.
The most important of all the Wildcats.
Hello, thank you.
You're going to have to get a lot closer to the mic.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. It's Mrs. Coach Duff on the socials.
Yes.
But, you know, I think you should go by Melissa on the socials. Forget Mrs. Coach Duff. Nobody needs that. No,
it's been a really long time. That goes back to, like, Joe's Brian Adams high school days. The kids used to call me Mrs. Coach Duff.
There. Okay. Where are you from originally?
Grew up in Arizona. Grew up in the White Mountains of Arizona till I was 11, so like 7,000 feet, and then a small town, and then moved to Scottsdale when I was 11.
Okay. A lot of golf?
Not for me. No. I leave that to Joe.
I only think of spring training and golf when Scottsdale comes to mind.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Okay. And heat.
And hot. It's very hot.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat.
It's dry.
You could also put your head in an oven. It's still the same.
Okay, so you married into this willingly?
No.
Okay, no.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, Joe and I met in 1999. We were teenagers. And we were in college. And he said, he told me he was going to be a lawyer.
Okay.
And he was like,
you
yeah.
were like, phew, I'm into that.
Well, until he was like, yeah, I interned at a firm in Dallas. They do medical malpractice. I was like, ooh, my dad's a doctor. I don't think this is going to work. I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. But we, you know, continued to date. And about a year in, he said, I think I just want to follow my passion of being a high school basketball coach. And I was like, that's completely different.
It's a lot different
than a lawyer, but I think we can make that work. So
the same amount of hours early for lawyers, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought I'd see him a lot more. I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll see you a lot more. But then
no.
Well, it's good to see that he still lawyers up on the refs pretty good.
Yeah, he's got that argument. Yeah.
He can argue. Yeah, he can do that.
He's got the argumentative background there.
He does.
What made you go to Santa Clara?
My dad.
Okay.
Yeah. He went to Stanford, which is about 20 minutes down the road. And I got waitlisted at Santa Clara and I got into Boulder. And I was like, well, I'm going to Boulder. And I enrolled. I had a roommate. I had a dorm room. And then Santa Clara said they called me on a Friday night. And I was already out with my friends, and my mom paged me on my pager.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
She said, you need to come home. You got an important phone call. And I was like, oh, okay. And it was like an admissions rep from Santa Clara said, you're in. And I was like, okay. And my dad said, that's where you're going. And I said, okay.
Oh, okay. So he pivoted you, but you wanted to be pivoted.
I was fine going. I mean, Santa Clara was an amazing school. I mean, I wanted to go there. Yeah. You walk campus, it's like a country club.
Yeah, it's incredible.
But yeah.
And Joe also was influenced to go there by someone in his family as well?
I think his uncle went there, and I think he liked the... What's great about Santa Clara is it's in the Bay Area, but you've got San Francisco 45 minutes away. You have Santa Cruz 45 minutes away. You have Lake Tahoe four hours away. It's just a great location.
Now, Joe, were you waitlisted for Santa Clara? No. Oh, my goodness.
He is smarter than me.
Oh, no. I don't know about that. I'm going to set out to prove that that's not the case.
No way. What is the hardest thing about being a coach's wife?
Oh, my God. God, that's a really tough one.
That's what we're here for.
I think the hardest part is just hoping that he comes home in a good mood. And if I can tell he's not, I'm going to get into bed early.
It's You're just true. Like, no,
it's
no.
It's true.
Tuesdays and Fridays, you're kind of like...
Last Tuesday, I was like, oh my God.
I got to go to bed.
This was unexpected, and I was not
and
really
anticipating
that.
I got into
that.
Bed because I was sort of sick at that game, and he came home, and the minute he walked through the bedroom door, I was like, uh-oh. I saw it on his face, and our daughters were not home yet, and I texted them. I'm like, please come home and talk your father down.
Please, we need a family hug.
I need backup.
Immediate family hug.
So what's the best part?
Like, the best part is just really exciting. I love the... beginning of the season, it's super fun. You know, gosh, how many seasons has it been now? I don't know, 21, 22, 23. I don't know. It's just like a really exciting feeling at the beginning of the season. And now that I have a daughter that plays high school basketball, it's like double the excitement. So, but it's also exciting when the season kind of ends because it's been a long 4 months.
So that brings me to my next question. Mm-hmm. Do you have more intense emotions watching the girls or watching Coach Joe?
Oh,
coach?
It's Joe because I got to share a bed with him. Like Kate.
Maybe.
Kate, maybe.
On yeah. winning nights.
Yeah.
Kate comes home or goes to Sonic with her boyfriend after a game and she can, you know, decompress or celebrate. But he's the one that like I got to deal with when he comes home. But yeah, I think it's more intensity during the boys games, watching him coach, and he kind of turns all shades of red and
all shades.
Yeah,
so many shades.
Sometimes the parents are looking at me when he's kind of turning I'm like, I sorry.
I like because you sit behind him with us
I
most
do,
of the time
I
and
do
just to stay away from some of that maybe
kind of yes
well he's got to yell over DJ Mac.
Yeah,
so
he does.
That's really it's not his fault.
No, it's not his fault. No, not at all. It's not the player's fault either.
Of course not. No. We just heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have sports in your background?
I played tennis in high school, and I danced growing up. Okay. But I'm not an athletic person. My kids...
You have lots of athletes.
That's all from him. Like, yeah. I don't have that.
Now, do you play tennis currently or dance currently?
No. None of that happens, and please don't ask me to be on your... DAC tennis team is not happening. Oh,
that's a message to some of our listeners directly.
Yes, you know who you are.
It's a direct message. What do you enjoy when you're not in a gym or on a field?
Oh my goodness. Well, I like taking long walks with my dogs.
Okay.
And I enjoy working out and
not playing tennis.
I don't play tennis. I've put a lot of community volunteerism into Lake Highlands. And so that's sort of what the last almost 9 years have been, is just a lot of community involvement and PTA presidenting and All the things.
God bless you for your service there. Yeah. That PTA thing can be something else from what I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, Brendan doesn't do service.
No, it's all right. There's plenty.
Or sleepovers.
Yeah. I was going to pick up your dog's vomit a while ago, but you didn't give me an opportunity.
No, you said you don't do that either. Do you have any other burning questions?
I do, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
So you just highlighted, you know, being a coach's wife, a head basketball coach's wife for 22 years or thereabouts. Do you, as you've gone through each year, do you feel certain, like, affinities for the groups of players that come through? Are there some that maybe stand out more than others because of any sort of circumstantial thing, whether it be, you know, a really tough season or a really great season or whatever the variables may be? Is there any that stick out to you?
I mean, obviously the state team holds a special place in my heart, and I'll always remember them. And but I would also say our last couple of seasons down in Austin at Vista Ridge, there were just a really great group of boys that just like cared about our family so much. And my kids were super little, and they loved them, and they it was like family. So yeah, and the tough seasons are they're tough, and it's hard to watch, and I feel for those kids that put in so much work and effort, and it doesn't always turn out the way that you want it to, but it's hard though. I mean, there have been hundreds of players that have come in and out of our lives, and sometimes we'll be just at North Park Mall, and some older, like 30-year-old kid will be like, "Coach Duff," this kid. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. Sometimes he doesn't even remember.
Right.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It's a lot of kids.
I love that though. You got anything else, Scott, or do we want to get into the real frying pan over here?
Yes, let's get into the frying pan. This will be our full court press with Melissa Duffield. Broken Bow or Winding Ridge?
Oh, God. I got to say Winding Ridge.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah,
we've been there like 4 months now. I've never loved a house I've ever lived in so much as this house.
Very nice. I feel that way about my house right now. Yeah. I love this house.
Yeah, and I think that maybe that question, I mean, wouldn't it always be the house you're currently in?
No.
You don't
not
think
for
so?
Some people, I
okay.
bet.
All right.
Is it your current house?
Yeah, of course.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You don't seem to think so.
No, I love your current house. I'm just shocked by your answer.
Let's go with the next one. Basketball tournament or soccer tournament?
It depends on the weather.
Oh, yes.
That's why the question's hard.
But I'm going to say basketball tournament because the games are quicker.
Okay. I would have gone the weather angle myself. Weather, yeah. I would have said basketball hands down because of the weather.
Give me all of the indoor sports.
Yes.
Yeah. Spring break, Riverwalk or Broadway?
Oh, well, I've never done either of those on spring break, but... Oh, wait. Yes, I have. Oh, God. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'm now... realizing the significance of the question. Well, Riverwalk, yeah. Okay. Of course.
Yeah. I thought we'd caught you in something.
Sorry.
There.
I thought you went to New York on spring break. Well, that was summer.
No, we go to Arizona. We go to Scottsdale for spring break. Okay. Except for that one. Well, yeah, except for that 1 year.
Except for that 1 year.
Scottsdale came to us.
Hold on. I'm realizing something. Didn't you go to Broadway for spring break?
Yeah.
You confused your life with Melissa's life and put it in a full court press.
No, I did not. I was scouring her Instagram this morning, and there
came
was some
across
New York
yours?
Stuff. It was around spring break. I was close. You went to New York.
In October.
That's spring break.
That's fall break,
of a couple,
my friend.
A couple of years ago, we did.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was fine.
It's okay.
You got to take the next one, too, since you gaffed that one.
Well, you said Riverwalk or New York. Or what'd you say?
No.
What was your question?
I said Riverwalk or beach.
No. All right. Riverwalk or beach? Do it. Go again.
Beach.
Oh, she's taking beach this time.
150,000%. No, okay. I'm kidding. Well, I will always be up for a state championship, but we got to win.
Yes. Yeah, that is true.
Why don't you take the next one, too?
Axis or allies? This is a World War II question.
Oh, my God.
You want to pick allies?
Okay, ally. Yeah, I don't. Sorry.
How about you, Scott?
I'm going to take allies, Brendan.
Well, I feel like since I took
you are a contrarian.
Since I took the Anthony Davis side of the trade, maybe I guess I'll go Axis. I'll be the bad guy.
Y'all know I'm half Japanese, right?
That's
why the question is good.
All righty.
We thought maybe Italian and Japanese.
I'm half and half. Yeah.
See,
that's, you should see our text.
You should see our text.
Brennan said, is Melissa Italian? Yeah. I said, Italian Japanese question mark?
Yeah. Half and half.
And then what did I respond with?
Axis or allies. That was your response to that.
Oh,
tremendous.
We're having so much fun.
Okay,
here.
Very last
going
one.
In the playoffs.
Very last one in a full court press.
State championship or wedding day?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I mean, I probably... I don't. That is, like, why are you asking me that
question? It's a full court press. You got to break the press.
Like, are we winning the state championship?
Well, that's what it
it's
is.
Whatever
state,
you want it
not,
to be.
It's not yeah. a state
okay,
championship
well,
game.
It's the one that we won.
It's state championship.
Versus my wedding day.
Correct.
Or it can be somebody else's wedding day. I don't know.
It could be Billy Idol's wedding day.
We're coming up on 20 years on April 2nd. And I think I'm just going to, I'm going to say, let's win a state championship every time.
Love it.
Like, wonderful. We can get married anytime. We already got married. So
yeah, that's true. That's
I love it.
Old hat.
They each come with rings. That's
they
the interesting
that's
component.
Yeah. Yeah,
but we get rings for one of those and we don't get one for the other thing.
I don't know.
I didn't get a state championship ring.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I'm super surprised.
Just the laundry lady.
That was our full court press with Melissa Duffield. Very good. Do you have one more question? Do you guys do like a family? I mean, not family. Like team dinners? Do you make like potluck spaghetti for everybody every now and then?
Yes. So we do it for the boys once a season, and we do it for the girls varsity team once a season. So
okay,
it's fun. It's great having all those kids at the house.
Yes, we love having kids at the house as well. We love having you on the podcast.
Thank you so
we appreciate your time,
it.
And we will switch you back out.
Thank you,
with
Melissa.
Coach
Thank you.
Joe. What a wonderful guest that was.
I think
was.
We're going to do that all the time.
Yes.
Maybe switch formats next year.
Just with Melissa Duffield.
Yeah.
I like that.
She can take over, yeah.
She would know a little less about basketball, but more about life. And
that's right.
Important.
I don't know. She said Joe's smarter than she is.
I don't
She's lying.
I don't feel like that's true. No offense.
Okay. Playoff forecast. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Is it at Grapevine High School?
That's correct.
Okay. I thought y'all were going to play in the mall. That would have been so much more fun.
I've coached a lot of basketball games there, actually. But
I think I've seen you get kicked out of a game there before.
May or may not have happened. Yeah.
Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Grapevine High School versus Arlington Martin. Arlington Martin finished third, as I mentioned previously, in District 8-6A. They finished 22-13, 10-4 in district play. I wrote down a couple of dudes because Arlington Martin, very, very bad statistician. Can't turn in scores or points or anything to the newspaper. So I wrote down Aiden Grosse. Yep. He's a sophomore guard. He's number 5 in your program. Jeremy Nyakundi's number 1. Big 6'9" power forward, junior. Another big guy, Zion Cato, 6'6" forward. He's a senior. Levi Moore, freshman guard, ended up leading them in scoring in a couple of games that I saw. And then Jeremiah Ellis. So those are kind of the 5 guys that I came up with as players to watch for our team to heckle as well at Grapevine. But what's your thoughts on the preview for Arlington Martin?
Yeah, I mean, they're a familiar playoff opponent of ours, obviously. You know, we played them twice in the last 4 or 5 years. You're right on number 5 is their dude. He is a sophomore. He's gone off for almost 30 points a couple different times. They are starting to play their big guys together a little bit more. So those 2 big guys you mentioned are they're going to be formidable for us. One of the things that was interesting about district play is not many of the teams in district really had a lot of bigs. You know, we saw a lot of 5 guards. So this will be different in that respect, but you know, we see some similarities with them and Richardson a little bit. I think that's a good comparison. Number 15 for Richardson, very talented scorer, I think is a little similar to number 5. And then Richardson did have the sophomore bigs who are good. But it's going to be a great matchup. They're very good. We're going to need to play our best, and I think our guys will. And I think we'll be able to take advantage of some matchups here and there. And, you know, our defense and rebounding need to be really good so that we can get out and transition a little bit. And we're excited about the opportunity. Should be a great matchup.
Now that we enter the playoffs, and I know this is kind of a question that I've heard from, you know, people that attend a lot of games, this – one of the big strengths of your team is the depth.
Yep.
Will you shrink a little bit the depth going into the playoffs just from an experience standpoint and in the situation of the moment, or do you kind of see things going business as usual in terms of personnel?
Yeah, I think one of the big things always in the postseason is to stay true to yourself as a team. I think in our great playoff runs, you know, we tweak some things and you know, may adjust based on the opponent a little bit, but the key is to really, you know, be yourselves and do what you've worked on all year. And so, you know, part of that for this particular team is, you know, we talk about the strength of the team is the team. So I do think we still need to use our depth, try to wear people down on defense. And so I don't see us changing that much in that regard.
Yeah, and while they got those two bigs, they're not big across the board. I mean, that's kind of the size that they got. And so, like, Island's depth will likely play a lot into it anyways. And so, you know, expanding that rotation or shrinking their rotation, not necessary in this probably case.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on Martin? Anything else on the playoffs? Anything else on the season? This is our last regular season episode.
Yeah, no, it's been a really, really fun and rewarding season. This group of players has just bought into the day-to-day process. They've been great showing up every day, doing the work, being really locked in big, important games. One of the other things, you know, we were perfect on the road this year. We won all our games in district on the road. We won all our non-district games, not tournament games, on the road. And I think that's something we're talking a lot about of, you know, when we've been really locked in to the game plan, when we've been really locked in and kind of gone on the road this year, our guys have delivered. And we're expecting the same thing Tuesday night. And, you know, really am proud of this group of players. And I think we have a lot of guys who experienced that game against Grand Prairie last year in the first round that didn't quite go our way down the stretch. And I think you're really going to see those guys come out super motivated. And I know, Brandon, you were asking about, like, which players. And I think that's going to be a big thing is the guys that have been in the playoffs before. They're going to play like it tomorrow night.
7 more wins to get business done. Let's get one on Tuesday night.
We got ticket information on that.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, so the tickets just went on sale this morning at 8 a.m. I'll put it on the social media, the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Wildcat Club, but it's Grapevine ISD ticketing. So if you were to go to Grapevine ISD events, ticket events, you can find it there, but we will definitely post that as well.
So not Brushfire.
Not RISD Brushfire.
Not RISD Brushfire. Grapevine ticketing system will get you tickets to Tuesday night's game against 7 p.m. at Grapevine High School.
Gonna need you there.
Gonna need you to be loud. All the students and everybody that's been a part of the season, the team, and the podcast this season, we thank you all for listening, and we will definitely have another episode right after the win on Tuesday night, and we will talk to you next week.
Go Cats.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.